This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
More problems for Toyota.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Toyota says it is recalling about 250,000 of the vehicles it has sold worldwide. The cars and trucks are said to have engine problems that could cause them to stall. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us now live from New York with more. Jeremy, which vehicles are we talking about this time?
Bill, we're talking about seven Lexus models. Now, to be clear, Toyota says no accidents have been linked to this issue, though it has received hundreds of customer complaints. And, of course, it's another PR blow for Toyota, which had to recall some 8.5 million vehicles because of that accelerator issue. Now, in this case, we're talking about, as you said, 270,000 vehicles, but a third of those were sold in Japan.
Now, Jeremy, it sounds like this is not as serious as those sudden accelerator problems. So is
right.
This just Toyota being extra careful?
Yeah, absolutely. Going the extra mile, and especially with the Lexus brand. This is Toyota's luxury brand, and Peter Wells, who directs the Center for Automotive Industry Research at Cardiff University in the UK, says for Toyota, maintaining Lexus's reputation is absolutely vital.
Lexus did a fantastic job for Toyota in terms of carving out competition against the likes of Mercedes and BMW, Audi, you know, the prestige brands that consumers would aspire to. Toyota does not want to have that brand tarnished now, and it's extremely unfortunate for the company.
And Wells says it's impossible for any car company to avoid problems like this, but he says Toyota will have to work harder than its competitors to assure customers that its vehicles are safe, especially given all the problems we've heard so much about.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson. Jeremy, thank you.
Thanks.
Today is the official end of payday loans in Arizona. They've been allowed there for 10 years. These are loans with high interest rates given to people with few options. Arizona is letting that license expire today. Lenders will be limited to interest rates of 36%. But Marketplace's Jeff Tyler says they will probably find ways around that.
Hundreds of stores in Arizona will no longer be able to charge triple-digit interest rates. Consumer groups hail the new protections for Arizona borrowers, but
we know that winning the victory is only half the battle. Enforcement is very important.
That's Kelly Griffith, co-director of the Center for Economic Integrity in Tucson.
The payday lending industry itself is pretty good at adapting and finding loopholes in our laws.
15 other states have laws that cap interest rates, but in some cases, lenders have repackaged loans under different names. They charge the same high interest rates for prepaid debit cards or auto title loans. Griffiths Group has organized volunteers who will spy on lenders and report abuses to state officials. Arizona's attorney general has created a task force to crack down on lenders who continue to charge more than 36% interest. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
On Wall Street yesterday, stocks finished their worst quarter since the financial crisis hit. For the quarter, the S&P 500 lost almost 12%. Let's do this morning's numbers. More of the same today. Asian markets were down 1% or more. European stocks are off now by about the same amount. A big ratings agency said it's putting Spain's sovereign debt rating on review for a possible downgrade. The Dow Industrials lost another 96 points yesterday, closing at 9,774. Microsoft is partially pulling the plug on its new cell phone. The Kin was aimed at young users. It emphasized social networking. Microsoft advertised it heavily over the last few months, and it still failed. The company has canceled plans to roll out the Kin in Europe and says it will focus on its new mobile operating system, Windows Phone 7.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
America's economy has big challenges right now. You hear about most of them on this program every day. Unemployment, government deficits, European debt. Marketplace's economics editor Chris Farrell says there is another challenge to our economy that's not getting as much attention as it should. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
You think we ought to be talking about an economic crisis in education?
Yes. As bad as unemployment is for the country as a whole, it is terrible if you hadn't gone to college. I mean, the unemployment rate for people with a high school degree only is double the rate of people who have at least a college degree. And by the way, if you don't have a high school diploma, it's even worse.
Well, I get that that is scary for the uneducated worker. How is this, though, a threat to our entire economy?
Bill, this is what's happening. You know, the U.S. economy increasingly emphasizes college-educated workers. And business is creating jobs. There are job openings in this economy, but most require some kind of post-secondary education to even apply. So it's become something, it's a vicious cycle. Business looks for educated workers. Job openings go begging, incomes stay low, unemployment stays high, the rebound is subdued, and so on.
Well, here's a problem, Chris. What can we do? Because if it's a government solution, not only is our government in debt, but, you know, throwing money at education hasn't necessarily improved it.
No, you're right. But you know that the alarm bells have been going off, you know, about our failing education system, especially in the inner city. But now we can see that it's economically damaging. So whether it's charter schools, vouchers, smaller high schools, early childhood education, it's not more money. It's a focus on reforming education.
Reforming education to focus on 21st century type jobs?
It's the focus on 21st century type jobs. But here's the more important thing. It is to end the crisis with high school dropouts. In some inner cities, the high school dropout rate is 40-50%. This is unacceptable. And these people who drop out then can't take the jobs and can't climb into the middle class. And that's what our society is about, that our children will live a better life than you and I.
Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Bill.
And finally, tanning booths get more expensive today. A tax on tanning salons was imposed to help pay for the new health care law, and that tax takes effect today. In order to beat the price increase, salons report customers have spent the last few weeks fitting in a bunch of tanning sessions. That doesn't sound healthy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.